maybe full of stuff, and we have full schedules. We're always very busy, but sometimes our lives can feel a little bit empty. We have the bread of life ready for us and available, but we don't always feed that bread of life to ourselves or to our children. There is a lot that competes for our attention, and my family can fall prey to this just as much as anybody else's. But we have to ask ourselves, what is the most important thing? Is it that we know the grace and peace and unconditional love of God outside of just this time Sunday morning? Or is it those material things that we spend so much time going after? Our kids, our grandkids, our families, we learn by example. And parents are often, usually, kids' biggest faith influence, for better or for worse. And I know grandparents can be that way too. That is why today we're talking about reading the Word of God. This is the second step of Faith 5, and it's the best tool that we have to really know God, is to read God's Word. Learn those stories that Pastor Paul mentioned in his children's message. Read them for ourselves and for our families. When I was a chaplain in the hospital on CPE for part of my seminary, the thing that most I heard when I would visit people's rooms was that they wanted to say the Lord's Prayer. That is something that everybody learns. They know it by heart. And that is what they clung to in those times when they were afraid and they needed God. Those were the words they had. On Reformation Day, it's appropriate that we're talking about reading the Bible, because that is something that was so important to Martin Luther. He really wanted people to be able to know God's Word. He translated the Bible to put it in the hands of the people, and we see a picture of what that might have looked like up there. He also wrote the Small Catechism, and does anybody know? Was it A, he wanted something to hand out to non-believers? B, he wanted something for families to use at home to learn about faith? C, he wanted something for pastors to use to teach confirmation? Thanks, Martin Luther. Or D, he just was bored, you know. I bet you know the answer. Which one was it? B, right? He wrote it for parents to be able to teach faith to their kids at home, because up until about 100 years ago, there was no Sunday school. That was the parents' job, to teach their children the faith. Martin Luther said the Bible is the cradle wherein Christ is laid. And he held a lot of regard for God's Word, especially in the ways that it told us about who God and Jesus were. In the hymn today, we heard him say, God's Word forever shall abide. And that is still true today, almost 500 years later. And sometimes that word in our lives starts out as something small. Our faith starts small, like that tiny mustard seed that Sydney told us about in the gospel. When we take just a few minutes a day, just to read one Bible verse each day, that little seed of faith can grow in us. We plant that little seed, and we water it with the time we spend reading God's Word. Eventually, that faith can grow. The more time we spend over the years, that faith grows and blossoms into something bigger than we ever could have imagined when we started out. When God tells us something in His Word, it's not just because God wants to be bossy or because God knows better than us, which God does. But God tells us things through His Word because God is trying to help us and guide us. God really does know what's best for us. When we spend time in God's Word, we grow in faith and we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives a little more. And when we read and know God's Word better, we see those fruits of the Spirit that we hear so often about. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are things we all would say we want for ourselves, right? And especially things that we want for the children in our lives. In Proverbs 22, it says, "Train a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not stray." Something that people have been doing in recent years is not raising their child in any faith and letting the child decide for themselves when they grow up. In fact, we had a woman come in to Grace a few years ago, and she's since moved, but she was an adult, and she had never been baptized. And she said, "My family never taught me anything," and she was kind of sad about that. So when we don't teach our children about God, you know, obviously everybody can make their own decision when they get older, but giving them a good foundation in God's word and in faith helps them to know where to go with the highs and the lows, like we talked about last week, in their lives when they run into trouble. In Philippians 4, it says, "Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." If we take time each day to focus our minds on the goodness of God, these things will come to live in our minds and our hearts. But if we only let whatever the world says take our minds over, these things can more easily escape our grasp, because what the world says is not always good or noble or pure. Dr. Rich, who is the founder of Faith 5, says that God's word is an altar that alters us. It's a light that enlightens us. God's word does not change, but it will always change us. As we know, that old adage of "sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me" just is not true. Words are very important. They can make us laugh or cry, heal us or wound us. They can change the way we think and feel. Take a moment now to think of some of the words that you've read or heard that have shaped you in your life. It could be a friend inviting you to hang out for the first time. It could be someone saying, "I love you," whether it's a parent or your spouse. It could be someone asking you to marry them, or someone telling you you got your dream job. There are also words that have hurt and shaped us in the way that they have wounded us. A friend tells you they're moving away. Someone says something to you or about you that you don't like to hear. Think about the words that form us each week in this place, where we welcome each other in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We hear your sins are forgiven. We hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus. We hear that God loves us. We hear, "Your will be done, Lord." We even say that together. We share the peace of the Lord. And finally, we go out blessed with God's light and love. Being rooted in the words of our worship, words that never change, is important for us as we go through those highs and lows of life. God has so much to say to us. When we hear the wonderful words that God says, and when we hear those good words that people say to us in life, we can give God thanks for all those blessings. When we hear words that bring us pain and that challenge us, we can share them with the one who walks with us in that darkness and pain. As we heard last week in the gospel, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." God invites us to come to him with our sadness. We don't have to be experts in the Bible to open the word of God. I think that's something, it's kind of intimidating for us a lot of times. But we don't even have to understand everything that we read there. That's partly why Paul and I are here, to try to help you make sense of some of that. But hearing a little of God's word each day, when we practice our Faith 5, plants a seed in us and in our children that will one day grow with the help of the Holy Spirit and the waters of our baptism and with the nourishment we get at God's table. In Isaiah 55, God says, "For as the rain and the snow comes down from the heavens and does not return to it before watering the earth and makes it bring forth fruit and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." God's word goes out into our hearts, and it grows and blossoms, and it feeds us in our spiritual needs. So I really encourage you this week to take your Faith 5 insert home. Don't just give it back to the usher on your way out or throw it in your garbage. Put it somewhere where you'll see it. And take time each day to plant those little tiny seeds of faith, to hear God's word, which is good news, and to let that word take root and grow in you. Let's join together now in a prayer. Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Give us the will and the courage to read your word and to let it shape our lives. Bless us as we go from here, carrying your word in our hearts and sharing it with our family, friends, or with you in prayer. Thank you for your word, and keep our ears open to hear your voice in our lives today. Amen.
In our Lutheran church, we have three creeds, which are statements of what we believe. The Apostles' Creed.